Every Day is Saturday, headquartered nestled deep in the Midwest of the United States. We are looking at the first week of November, fresh off our presidential election. No complaints, man. We're moving forward regardless of what your political affiliate is. Let me give you just a couple pieces of advice. I'm not a political dude. I'm not going to sit here and argue Democrats versus Republicans. And those of you listening all around the world, I'm not going to bore you with our political system here. Just this quick note, a couple things. First of all, I always get a kick out of everybody at the coffee shop or the water cooler talking about how this president or that congressman or this senator or this governor is going to affect their life and it's just going to be terrible or it's going to be great. Wait till they get in there. You know what, man? I can check back with people from 10 years ago. I remember hanging around the water cooler telling me when Bill Clinton got elected or reelected how this was going to hurt them or help them. And it had absolutely nothing to do. George Bush gets into office, how it's going to hurt them or help them. You know, maybe it does a little bit, maybe 5 or 10% here or there. In the grand scheme of things, right, you see that 6 inches of space right there between your ears? That's where your life is determined. Whether or not you believe that or not, hey, I can't help you with that. All I know is that's been my exciting reality, to understand that I do have 100% control of my day. I could have chose to woke up today and not recorded this podcast. Very easily could not have done it. I can find 1,000 things to do instead of recording a podcast. But I'm committed to the Every Day is Saturday message. I'm committed to champions all around the world that download this show every single day. I mean, we have shows from last year that get downloaded more than shows that were recorded last month. That's just how powerful the internet is and how powerful the message is. So I encourage you, if you're one of my fellow Americans, just take care of what's going on in your own mind. Forget about all that noise around you like we talked about on the last podcast. You're driving down the street in your car. You got the windows down. That's the equivalent of the noise you hear going on around you. Roll the windows up. Get focused. Get laser focused on what it is you want to do. Quit blaming other people from where you are in your life. Quit blaming circumstances for where you are. That gets tired and it gets old. And you know what? 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you have them. We'll leave it at that. I want to welcome you to the Every Day of Saturday show this week. We are rocking and rolling towards our huge product launch called 6 Days to Saturday. It's going to be a phenomenal personal development audio program with a companion workbook that, if you really do take heed of the message and you implement it, you will be living the Saturday lifestyle. If you're already living what you consider to be the Saturday lifestyle, this will amp it up just a little bit more. So I want to encourage you right now, you have the ability to be great. I've had a number of coaching calls this week with clients who are just breaking records. And the single biggest area, I think, the common denominator with a lot of the clients this week that I've spoken to is simply, Sam, I'm not sure people want to hear what I have to say. People will use my product, whatever it is. People in my organization will respect me. And I would challenge you to think of it this way. Whether you're building a business, whether you're in business, whether you're an employee, it doesn't matter. You need to have the market tell you that. Don't you start saying that to yourself before you even begin to take any kind of action. Because you're sabotaging your success. There's a lot of people in the corporate world, in the workforce, small business, entrepreneurs, that before they even take that first step, they're arguing for the reasons why it's not going to work. Those are limiting beliefs. That's self-sabotaging. Nobody is ever going to be successful if you don't believe 100%. Sell out, man. Sell out for what you're doing. Like I say all the time, just use me as an example. That's why I do what I do. Do you know how many people counted me out 3 years ago with an Every Day is Saturday message? Who wants to hear from a motivational speaker about every day being Saturday? Bah, 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 bah. You know what? In the current economic climate, this global economic climate we find ourselves in, you think the world needs a little bit of a cheerleader right now? Hey, I'll play the cheerleader role. I got no problem doing that. You know, I mean, I got no problem firing people up, getting them excited about the only life they have to live. And I don't care if you're highly educated or you got an 8th grade education, you can make an incredible difference in the world, but you have to take the first step towards it. Don't be intimidated by people that you believe may be more intelligent than you are and more business-minded than you are. Get out from underneath that. That is going to hold you back. I'll give you an example. few years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, I'm riding around after lunch with a couple of real smart guys. One had an MBA and one had a college degree, and I'm sitting in the car with 20 college credits to my name, right? I was amazed when I threw out there, I said, you know what, I think I'm just going to get a car for my wife, and you know, you can get one for probably 120 bucks a month, and no, I might just go in and sign my name. And they looked at me like I had two heads. What do you mean? You got to put money down. You got to get approved for a loan, and you got to do this and that. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You're two highly educated individuals. What are you talking about? You can lease a car, a Corolla, a Camry, or anything for $150 a month and walk in and walk out. Yeah, you got to have good credit. Obviously, no one's going to lend something to somebody. Even if you don't have good credit, you go to one of these buy here, die here places. But I was amazed that between the two of them, they probably had 300 college credits to their name, and they walked the walk so well and talked so eloquently and so smart and had these great lives. And I'm thinking, you guys are ignorant to the fact of what a basic economic principle is and how you can just get things done by networking, knowing people, taking advantage of a good sale. I mean, there's a lot of great things on sale right now in the stock market. Some people are scared of it, overanalyzing the situation. Look, here's the bottom line of why I tell you this story. I thought at that particular time, before that comment got thrown out there, and I said, hey, you know what, man, let's go golfing sometime this week. We can play any country club in the greater Cincinnati area. I don't care if it's $100,000 initiation, $20,000. Let's go play around the golf. I can get us a free. What are you talking about? You can't do that. I said, all you got to do is call a country club. Tell them you want to try the course out. It's a free round of golf. They'll throw you 12 beers. Let's get after it. What's the big, I mean, just do it, man. Why are you guys trying to sell me on the fact you can't do something like that? Guess what we ended up doing? Playing a round of golf at a country club in Cincinnati with a 12-pack of beer, having a good time between the three of us. A week later, I did it just to accept the challenge, you know, just to say, look, you can do these types of things, but don't sit there and argue with me why things can't be done. That's so counterproductive and counterintuitive, it's laughable. You know, a lot of people will argue for the limitations in and outside the workforce. That's why a lot of things don't get done. You sit around and figure out all the reasons why it can't be done. What's wrong with it? Shoot holes in it. How about this? Get it done. Get it out in the market. And let the market give you feedback. Let people who are using your product or using your advice or using your wisdom give you the feedback. And people give me feedback all the time. Some of them are excellent and well thought out, and we change our coaching curriculum or we change our product around that. Some of them are absolute loons and out of their mind. But you know what? We take it all in, and we don't tell the people they're out of their mind, and we don't, you know, go out of the way to insult somebody. We just let them know, thank you very much. We appreciate the feedback. It's a gift, but that's the market giving us that feedback. So I encourage you. I highly, highly encourage you. If you've got a passion, just do it, okay? Don't wait for something. The worst thing that could happen is somebody else comes out with the same idea because they didn't even know any better. They just did it, and they wanted the market to give them the feedback while you were sitting around waiting for the perfect plan. Let's get it just perfect. How about this? Get it to 80% of perfect. Throw it out there and let the market give you the feedback. Take a chance, champion. I believe in you. Go to everydaysaturday.com. I want your name and email address because when we have this huge product launch, I want you to know about it. It's a membership site. It's group coaching. It's the audio, the workbook. I mean, we are fired up. And we are coming to an event in your area in 2009. Stay in touch with us. Go to my Facebook account. That's where I communicate with a lot of champions as well. Right on my wall. Send me a note. I would love to hear about your dream and that you heard this podcast and you're just going to take action. Say, Sam, I heard the podcast. I'm taking action, brother. Have an awesome day. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. I believe you're a champion. I think you're fired up. I think you're focused. And I think you are going to change lives when you take action. Fired up.